AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ontario's premier declared a state of emergency in reaction to the truck blockades in Ottawa and at the border with the U.S. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
Please go home.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's pushing for a crackdown on protesters who refuse to leave that would make it
illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure.
Ford defends Canada's COVID-19 policies, saying they've saved lives, and he says at this point protesters are trying to force a political agenda.
Your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the rights of a million people in Ottawa.
Canadian authorities have hesitated to forcibly remove the self-proclaimed freedom convoy, in part because of a lack of police manpower and a fear of violence. I'm Ben Thomas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is telling Americans in Ukraine to get out now. He fears Russia could invade Ukraine during the Olympics. Russia has said it has no plans for an invasion. In Moscow, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says it's best not to get into miscalculation or escalation.
And only through those type of relationships and the ability to talk to each other at times of concern can we pave the way for any de-escalatory measures.
Russia's defense minister noted the military political situation in Europe is growing increasingly tense, and it's not their fault. Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva's right to compete in the women's event at the Beijing Olympics will be decided at an urgent hearing of the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The 15-year-old failed a doping test in December. Valieva has set world records and is the heavy favorite in her event. The Food and Drug Administration has delayed a public meeting for a coronavirus vaccine for children under 5. Earlier gains have led to big losses on Wall Street. This is AP News. French virus protesters are heading to Paris, promising a blockade.
The protesters have organized online, galvanized in part by truckers who've blockaded Canada's capital. Paris region authorities have already deployed more than 7,000 police to toll booths and other key sites to try to prevent a blockade. Some of the French groups are threatening to continue their journey to Brussels, the capital of the EU, and to meet up there with drivers from other countries on Monday. Belgian authorities, too, have banned the proposed blockade there. A similar convoy intended for Friday in Vienna has been cancelled. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
University of Alabama trustees voted to strip the name of a one-time governor, Bibb Graves, who led the Ku Klux Klan, from a campus building and rename it solely for the school's first black student, Authorine Lucy Foster. She briefly attended the all-white state school in 1956. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line, simplified.